full coverage, your favorite podcast with Manny Mue.
And Laura Lee.
And with Laura Lee with the Rock. With that. What are you guys up to? It's 2023.
Hallelujah. We made it out of 2022.
We made it through the wilderness.
They're supposed to be flying cars by 2023. And here we are.
I thought we were going to be dead by 2012.
Honestly.
The Mayans thought so
too. The fact that we met. That's true.
Oh, wait, was it 2020 or was it
2012? No, it was year 2000 or no? No, it was
2020.
Like, and then there was Y2K where we were all supposed to
die as well.
Yep.
We were all supposed to die so long ago.
Yep.
And here we are still kicking.
And here we are.
And you know, sometimes we just don't have to be here. Not everyone needs to be here. Because the earth is hard.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
How was your 2022?
Honestly, like, I had a good 2022. So I feel like it's so funny because I've been seeing so much of social media that's like, thank God we escaped 2022. And I'm like,
that's mine every was year, pleasant. No matter what.
That's true.
No
okay.
matter what, people do that. And I'm like, will there ever be a year where people that's are content? Like, that was a great year.
I
no,
don't know.
Never.
Like,
never.
I was happy with my year. Like, I felt like I made great connections with people. I felt like I took a step back from myself. I just felt like I had a good 2022 personally.
I personally did too. I felt like I did a lot of things I'd always wanted to do, not so much like travel or buy things. It was more so just like for myself and like a self-love, self-care, like saying no more, saying no. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, anything that I've always wanted to do, I kind of did in the way of like taking time for myself and like, I don't know, doing just living my life for me a little bit more in 2022. And it felt really good.
That's exactly how I feel about me too.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
right?
I had a great year then technically.
Yeah.
And I just want 2023 to be even better.
Oh yeah, me too.
You know, like that's
me
just
too.
The goal. Like I just want like every year
I
to
go,
get better.
Like grow off of that and like continue down that way. So it was a really good year. It was like a peaceful year for me.
Same.
One of my more peaceful years, I'll say.
Well, compared to the years we've had in the past.
In the past.
This was peace and tranquility and kumbaya.
It was. It was a beautiful year.
2022 was hell. I'm just kidding. I had a great 2022.
Me too. I really cannot complain. Very,
blessed,
very blessed.
Fed and with the roof over my head.
Amen to that, sister.
Can
amen
I get an
to
amen?
That. Hallelujah.
And a gay man, if we
amen,
really want to go there.
Jesus
let's
bless
go
us all.
Let's do peaks and picks.
Okay.
It's our first peaks and picks of the fucking year. By the way, you guys, today's episode is rapid fire. Side note. Rapid fire is happening today. We have several topics that you want to talk about. Some that are deep. Some that are shallow. In the shadow.
Manny doesn't like to sing, but he sure is doing a lot of singing today.
No, see, I only will do a increment. Like, I'm
okay.
only doing, like...
You'll give us a blurb.
A blurb. And not only that, no one is here. I can't sing in public.
Okay.
So if you're looking at me, I can't sing.
Okay. I feel that. Tyler's
I heard,
singing.
I heard a note from Tyler, too. But, since it's just you, I can do a little blurb.
All right. He'll give me a blurb.
Never,
but that's
ever,
it.
Ever. If there's
Full
people
Kim
around...
Full Kim will give us a blurb.
If there are people around, I can't do it. I have stage fright.
I like that.
I get like pee shy.
You know, I also get stage fright. Remember when I was trying to do my speech at my Galentine's event and I almost had a stroke?
So crazy because you don't get shy like that. Like that's so not like you.
Let me tell you, if you come up to me.
Let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah, we need to deep dive into this.
So Laura had a Galentine's event for Minim.
Yep.
And
just for both brands kind of. Oh, okay, yeah,
to celebrate just in general the brands.
Yes, yes.
So Laura kind of, you know, like when you have an event, like people will kind of usually do like a little like, hey, thank you guys so much for coming.
A toast.
So she did a toast. Laura was spooked. And she doesn't get spooked. So I was so shocked.
I had like this shaky voice because I was like so, like my voice was like, you know what I mean? When yes. It's like your throat gets like, it was like that.
Thank you all for me.
It wasn't that bad. It was still bad though.
But you were just kind of like, guys, I'm nervous.
Oh yeah, you, like, I started off the speech. I had to be honest because, like, I feel like everyone there knew me, or like there were a few people maybe didn't know me as well that I've kind of gotten to know through the year. But like, they knew me and like they know that I'm a loud ass bitch.
And you don't mind talking in front of people and all that stuff.
I don't know. I'll be honest. Like again, remember, I don't do the shower, like wedding shower, baby shower.
Yes,
none
you're
of that
not
stuff.
A party girl.
I
like
don't
that.
Like
the center of attention.
Being the center of attention. Same. I love being a loud ass bitch and laughing and being social. But now I don't want it to be about me because then I get really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
You like attention, not being the center of attention.
There it is.
I'm the exact same way. I do not like when everyone is looking at me. I like it when a few people are looking at me, and
all
I
day.
Like the attention.
I love it.
But I don't like being the center. Don't everyone look
don't
at me.
Don't make
and
it
stop
about.
Me
now.
Like this.
That, exactly. Like we ain't making it about me because it will kill me.
It will
take
kill me inside.
Me out.
I can't
so
be the center.
That moment was all about me, my event, me doing the toast.
About your brands.
Oh, my brand. Like that's all about me. It's on me. Oh, I'm losing it. Which by the way, I want to get so much better at that, but how the fuck do you get better at
practice.
That? Yeah, but how do I practice?
More events.
No.
You have to just throw more events, more parties.
More parties, all about me. All about me.
Or you can take like a speech class.
Listen, there are people out there like the Great Gatsby, but you know, like they live in LA and like they love making things about them. I do not judge them. I'm just confused on how the fuck they do it.
I'm one of the same thing. They're Leos.
They're Leos.
That's how they do it because they're Leos.
You're so right. They're Leos.
That's why.
It all came together for me. We have answers to our questions.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
All
we
right,
had a trail on that
over.
One. Yeah. And we're good. Thank you
that
so much.
That was it.
But that was funny because I just don't ever see you shy.
Mm-mm, not a shy girly.
You're not a shy girl.
I'm not a shy girly. Mm-mm. I'll talk to literally anyone. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught in a corner with me. I'll get you.
You're like, if I'm in a corner with Laura, I'm like fighting for my life like a feral fucking cat.
Yeah.
Like, Laura, please let me.
Nope. We're going to talk. Let's talk.
No, honestly, I love it. Like, but thank God we can like also be in our own corner and be like, Laura, this
we
is
do
so
do
crazy.
That. We do do that.
We walk into a room and once we get the like stairs and we're like, okay, yeah, we are here. We go to the corner.
They're like those two dumb bitches.
Those dumb bitches walked in and swearing the whole time. And then we were like this.
We swear like the wind's blowing. Like, doves release
hey,
behind us.
Yeah, the party's arrived.
They're like,
and we're like in the
how
corner,
are you
like,
even invited? How are you here?
Oh my God,
why
it's so true though.
Here?
It's so fucking true.
I love it.
Okay, let's start off peaks and pits.
Peaks and pits. Hit us with one, Manny.
Okay, my peak is going to be that I started watching Real Housewives of Potomac.
Hallelujah. Parade.
You guys, you know what really got me together is when we did the episode with Gabby and you guys were both like, boom, 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 boom. And like the comments were literally like, Manny just not knowing what the fuck's going on. And one thing about me, if I don't know what's going on, I'm going to figure out what's going on.
That's damn right.
Because I am nosy, one. Mm-hmm. I'm a chismoso. Too. And I...
Chisme, is that what gossip is?
Yeah, it's like gossip in Spanish.
Chisme?
Chisme. It's like gossip. Like, and like a chismoso is like
the
someone
chisme.
That enjoys...
The chisme.
The gossip. Like wants to listen to it. Yeah, and like a chismosa is like a girl that gossips. A chismoso is a boy
a
that gossips.
A shit talker.
Yes. So I was like, you know what? I need to figure this out. I want to know. And like, I get FOMO.
Yeah. Manny, you get FOMO.
I do. I've gotten better through the years, but I still
you have,
it in like a crevice of my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the letters.
Was F. it worth it? The Housewives. Like,
sure
watching.
Was.
It sure was.
I started over like the winter break. Because you know, we ended up taking a 3-week break low key from the pod.
Yep.
Even though you guys didn't notice because we uploaded every single week. But we've been taking
a
break.
Hey, Tyler, it was technically a 2-week break, right?
Oh, yeah. 2.5.
I'm just kidding, because we got in a fight about that earlier. Yeah. I'm just trying to trigger him. He was like, it's a 3-week break. And I'm like, if you count, look how he's looking at me. He's like, if you count the days, it's a 3-week break. And I was like, but we count the weeks we film as a week on.
Yes.
Like, so this week isn't a break. But he's like, but if you count it to like Wednesday all the way to Tuesday, that was 3 weeks.
Then that's 3 weeks, yeah.
But I'm like, physically, but it was like weeks. But for me and Manny, we call it 2 week because, we didn't long film story for 2 weeks. Short, that's how we gauge our weeks off.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you film one that week, that's the week on.
Right. But we were off for technically 20 days.
Exactly. So it was like the technicality, it was 3 weeks, but we call it 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we took all that time off. So I was like, mind you, of course, we're still working. Like, we're still doing our own stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, I'm going to try to take some time, like, to obviously spend time with family for the holidays, but I'm going to start Housewives of Potomac. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what I decided to do, because I'm like, okay, there's 7 seasons. I know me, I cannot binge every episode,
I feel like
every
you would
season.
Go crazy.
I'll go a little crazy because I can't just too much.
They're
so
an hour long and there's 20 episodes per season.
Impossible. So what I did is I watched the first 5 episodes of season 1 and season 2 and the reunions. So I watched 5 episodes and the reunion. So it kind of caught me up with everything that's in the middle. And then once season 3 started, I watched every episode since.
Smart.
So now I'm on season 5, episode like 3. And the shit just went fucking down.
Ooh.
I don't want to talk about it yet because I want to talk about the next episode of the podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm like so happy I started watching it. Like, I'm glad I drank the Kool-Aid. I feel like I've drank the Kool-Aid and I'm fully
part of the community. You are.
And like Housewives, specifically Housewives of Potomac, like you were saying, like, I'm so glad I started with that because that truly has gotten
me together.
Well,
now you're going to be a little disappointed, I feel like, in the other ones.
Then maybe I just won't watch the other ones then.
I still need you to watch the Utah one because there's...
Oh, well, Utah
I
will definitely watch because
I know, like, there are levels to Mormon, though. I know you grew 100%. Up Mormon, but I know there are levels
to
it. Like,
Mormon.
I don't think you grew up like that. Yeah, like, no. I don't. I know
no,
you
no,
did
no,
it. And I've met multiple Mormons that aren't, like,
I'm
the
also
ones
Mexican.
On... Yes, yes.
And none of the cast, I don't think, is Mexican.
They're not.
In Housewives of
They're
Utah.
Not. So, you know, like, I know that. But I still think, like, you would relate so much because...
Oh, I would.
A lot of them have gay children, transgender children, and talk about their Mormon beliefs versus that. Like, it, like,
totally
interweaves without this series. I'm like, wow, Manny would really, like...
Understand. I would relate so heavy
you
on that
would.
Shit.
You would. You really
and
would.
I've seen, I've seen a couple episodes of it, too. So I'm going to... Once I'm done with Housewives of Potomac, I'm going to go right into Salt Lake City.
There's only 3 seasons of Salt Lake.
So it's
Lake,
easy. It's palpable.
So it's easy.
Okay,
but
good.
They don't throw down like Potomac. No one throws down like Potomac. Like, no one.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
It's so good.
This is your sign wondering like to watch Housewives of Potomac. I think it's a yes.
This is it.
This is the sign. So watch it. Mm-hmm. That's my peak.
My,
what's your peak?
Like,
but thank God you wrote down this time.
This
because
is why.
You are a peak and pit forgetter.
My middle name. Okay, my peak this week is I wanted to follow up on the assistant conversation. So I kind of like chat it with you guys. Like, I'm nervous to hire an assistant. I really need one to hiring one. And it's been really, really great. And today she's taking down all my Christmas decor. And honey.
Because that's just extra time that you just might not have. Like, we're literally filming all day.
Right, exactly. And I could have like taken like a day off my break and spent the whole day taking it all down, but it was so nice to not have to do that. I'm like so like actually excited about the fact that she's taking it all down because it's just like so much.
It's also like that January reset vibes. Like, we're just like, okay, like out with last year, in with the new year, like very that energy.
Yes, exactly. So I'm just so thrilled. I know I had to get more containers, but I feel like it's such a task. Like a lot of work goes into Christmas.
Also, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like
when I decorated my tree.
It set you straight, didn't
it?
And
it took me 5 fucking hours to do.
And that bitch don't even live up all year.
Took me out of the game.
Just for a month.
I was shocked. I'm like, did I just do this by myself?
Listen, if you're one of those people who keep your shit up through January, this is a judgment-free zone.
Absolutely, because you know what? I might...
It's going to have to stay.
Because honestly, from the amount of work I put into that tree, it might stay up till next year.
I have to say, this year was less Christmassy to me.
Like the vibes or...
I feel like the vibes were less Christmassy and I feel like...
It was more gloomy this year. That's probably why.
I think that's what it is.
It wasn't as wintry. It was more like rainy and gloomy, which is my fucking pit. But
let's dive into that.
It's my pit. My pit is absolutely the constant rain that we're having in LA right now, because it's so abnormal for Los Angeles to get this much rain.
It is.
And so don't get me wrong. I believe that we need the rain. I believe that California needs the rain. Like, we need all these things. But when it's going on 2 to 3 weeks of like rain almost every single day, I'm unwell.
Week number three is next week. We're 3 weeks straight and we have not like seen. We have not seen a glimmer of sunshine, and we don't live in the sunshine state for nothing. Okay.
We don't pay high taxes for nothing.
We pay those taxes for the sunshine.
For the fucking weather.
And the cool breeze.
And I'm not even trying to get like hella sunshine. I'm not.
I'm not. That's why I live here.
I just don't want it to be raining and cold all the time. It feels too dreary. I want to tell you something.
50% of the reason I live in California is because the beach, mountains, weather, terrain, like all those things, is the most beautiful state I've ever seen in my fucking life. Mm-hmm. And you know, I travel all the way up North California multiple times a year. Multiple times a year. I go to Yosemite or Kings Canyon, Lake Tahoe every year. Like, I live in California, 50% business reasons, 50% because it's California. Terrain. Yeah. Yep. The gorgeous weather.
It's literally the best state.
It is.
I believe that. And I have no offense to any other state, but I think
no offense at all, because you guys know I'm not born and raised here. Yeah. This bitch is from here. Okay.
I'm from San Diego. So I've only ever known California. So I can't help but feel like it's the best.
And I have traveled all around the United States. I've lived in the South for 25 years. And by far, California is the best.
And that's just what it is. And honestly, like, I appreciate like the coasts so much, especially for like who I am as a human being.
That's awesome.
Like, I don't feel the judgment as much here as I do feel.
I see what you're saying.
When I'm in different areas of the United States. So I appreciate how liberal the coasts of America are.
It's like a magic world here.
It really is. I feel like I'm in my own little bubble.
You are.
And I really appreciate it. And it's a blessing, and it honestly is a privilege to be able to live here.
Have you ever felt like you don't fit in? Have you ever felt like you can't be who you actually are? Have you ever felt like you can't wear a funky outfit because it's a little bit different? It's not like that here.
Mm-mm.
You can do whatever, not in Los Angeles. Mm-mm. You can do whatever you want and no one bats an eye here. Yeah. You are able to be the most authentic you that you want to be here. It's a boiling pot, a mixing pot of people. And so that's just another thing that makes the state, which that's more so central to Los Angeles, but in general, the SoCal, but makes this space so good.
Yeah, I love it. But my pit is definitely the constant rain that's happening right now. I'm just not used to it.
Honey, we're
shook.
And
also, people like don't like drive well here during the rain. Like, are you fucking kidding? Like, the rain will bring out the worst in people in Los Angeles.
Let me tell you something. If it hazes, like the haziness, even sprinkles.
A cloud towards lower to the ground.
Send these people into oblivion.
Into cardiac arrest.
Whenever Erin went to high school here, it thundered really loud, like her first week, and all the kids jumped up from their desk and ran to the windows to look outside. And Erin looked at her teacher like, what the fuck is going on? And she looked at Erin and said, it doesn't thunder here. They just never see it and hear it. And we came from a state where it's like every afternoon. So we were shook. And by the way, it never thunders and lightnings here. Through this whole rainstorm we've been in for 2 weeks, I've not heard any thunder.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Same.
It's like a different kind of rain here than what we get. Oh, yeah. Cold, dreary.
I think the warm rain brings that more on.
I think so, too. Like the tornado, hurricane. Yes.
I think that's like when the weather gets a little bit more intense.
Violent.
Mm-hmm. Is when there's warm air involved.
This is just like a slow move-in of like a haze and a mist that just continues for 3 weeks straight. I'm trying to go to the beach and I couldn't.
I know you are. I know you are.
I sat in the parking lot the entire time. We can't stay. It was like a windstorm. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, What about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes. And
we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
My peak is my, I have all
this
day.
This is Laura's fourth.
It's the fourth that he's told me I'm saying peak when I mean
pit. You mean pit.
I'm out of control, guys.
You're out of 10. You did it again. 5 times today.
Pit. This is my pit. Babylon. Let's talk about it. I'm pissed.
You guys.
I got gooped and duped.
So listen.
Yep.
I feel like we were fooled.
By Tyler Williams.
Uh-huh. We got gooped and gagged by Tyler. But also by social media.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just Tyler. Because Tyler was like, oh, should we watch Babylon? I'm like, yeah, for sure. I've seen that. It looked.
I said, yeah, for sure.
So I was like, yeah, no, it's going to be like a great experience. I didn't see any really previews for it. I didn't know what the movie was about.
On the way to see Babylon, me, Manny, and Ty are in the car. And we're talking about movies. Avatar just came out. And Manny had sat through it. It was over three hours.
With previews, it's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hour long movie. Out
of the game.
So you're actually in the theater for 3.5 hours. And Manny was like, it took me out. Like, it was too long.
Well done. Incredibly too long to be sitting there. Just so hard to sit for so long.
Like, it's a good movie at home to watch. Because that's like commitment. And I was like, you know, I personally don't think movies should ever be 3 hours. I think that's ridiculous. Like, make it a TV show at that point.
Right.
Like, you get 2 hours and that's what you get. And Tyler says the same thing. Ty is like, I agree. Like, he's like, I can't watch Avatar. Ty is straight up like, I can't watch Avatar in theaters because it's too long.
And I'm like, no, it's good. Even though I was like, I struggled to sit through the whole thing. It was really, really good. Action packed. Like, it was well done. But
we're in Babylon. And my antsiness ticker goes off at 1.5 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And at 2 hours in, we haven't reached a climax of the movie.
Don't even know what the plot is, really.
I'm starting to ask questions.
We look at each other like...
We're like, what is going on?
This feels a little long.
We're like, this just keeps going on, and it's not
getting... And it's like the same thing.
And it wasn't getting to a conclusion.
No.
Like, there was no, like, oh, this finally happened.
Yes,
or we
right.
finally... Like, there was no conclusion. The movie, you're just watching something. You just don't understand completely...
Totally.
You know, what you're watching. And so I look at my phone and I'm like, holy shit, it's been like 2.5 hours and we're still like in like the middle of this movie. So I Google it.
Mm-hmm.
We are, in fact, in another 3 hour movie.
3 hours and
13 minutes.
13 minutes to be exact.
Plus 30 minutes of previews. So we think it actually might be longer than Avatar.
It might be longer than Avatar, honestly.
And the whole way there, we're sitting there saying how it's so hard to sit through that. I was so mad. I literally was like, I have to walk out of here and get water. I'm out of water.
Oh, we ran out of water
because
2 hours in.
I didn't know I was going for 3 hours.
Same.
And then they were like, we're not giving water anymore. And I was like, oh no, I'm so thirsty. And so then the girl was like, I can give you a water cup. I was like, oh, I'll be so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Anything.
So I was able to get some water in a cup. I had to go to the bathroom. I just need to sit there for a minute and just like
stand.
Oh, and then I came back in the theater and then I stood for a little bit in the aisle and finished watching it with you guys. Cause I was like, I just can't sit in this dark room anymore. No movie is good enough for three hours of my time. I don't believe any movie is good enough for 3 hours of my time. And that's me being a cynical snob. I know that.
I'll sit through like a good Marvel movie for that long.
Yeah.
I will. I'll sit through like Avengers Endgame. I'll sit through like something that I'm so enwrapped in.
I feel that.
And like if I feel like I'm really in this completely different world, like I will do that.
Yeah.
Like even with Avatar, like, yeah, it was hard to sit through, but I'm glad I watched it.
I mean, listen.
You know,
it's like ranking like it got $1 billion. This is an unpopular. My opinion is unpopular. Most people think I'm crazy and it's well worth 3 hours of their time. So like, listen, I'm not trying to argue the case. I'm just stating how I feel.
But what about Babylon? Did you not like about it?
Let me tell you what I didn't like about Babylon.
Because I need to have this discussion because a lot of people are obsessed with it and a lot of people hate it. So it's very polarizing. Remember we went on
Twitter after and they were kind of like nasty reviews.
Yes, but the friends I have that have watched it all loved it. So I'm like, why?
All I took Babylon.
Am I simpleton?
No. I think it's just like really beautifully artsy done. I don't know. You know, the whole movie is to show what a catastrophe Hollywood started out as to understand, I guess, why it's so much, there's so much trouble and tumultuous behavior in it today.
Yes, and how it came to be.
The movie shows you basically how Hollywood and movies and superstars came to exist. Mm-hmm. And it started from barbaric behavior.
And it started from like, where there was literally no sound in movies. So it's literally just like moving picture. And then there was text that was added. There was no sound. So then it's like kind of showing the progression of it. So in a way, it's like a cool thing to be like, oh, like that's how it started. Like that's definitely cool. I didn't really know about a lot of that.
I had no idea.
But some scenes are also like so grotesque that I was like, this didn't even have to be in the fucking movie.
There were more scenes, multiple scenes that we didn't even need. Okay. And that could have got us down to 2 hours right there. And then I also felt like
Two and a half, I would have been okay with.
It's just like kind of those movies. It actually kind of reminded me a little bit of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I liked. Mm-hmm, I liked that movie. Didn't love. I liked it. Where there's no like specific storyline.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not like getting to a point. We're just kind of showing someone's journey.
A progression
rather than an actual storyline.
Yeah. Well, because it just follows different
stories, people. But there's no like goal that we're trying to achieve in the movie. You know what I mean? Correct. Like majority of movies, I would say, like name a movie, Ace Ventura, his goal is to find.
Also flopped, right? Babylon flopped so fucking hard.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
It flopped so fucking hard.
How much did they spend on it? Remember?
They spent like something like crazy, like $100 million.
I think it was even more.
Or something crazy. And they only made like $5 million that weekend.
Which that is insane.
It's unheard of. Like for such big stars. I mean, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie.
Like that's insane.
All these icons. But I will say it was difficult to sit through for that long.
Yeah. I want to see.
Look at it. I'm curious how much it took to make. I'm very, very curious about it too.
The top one is, what is Babylon about?
Well,
it's kind of what you interpret it to be about. I feel it really is.
I think it's just like you'll take what you want from it. And I think that actors will love watching it.
Yes.
I think that anyone that's in the film industry or in Hollywood in some capacity.
Because they can relate.
Think it's so cool because they'll relate to it.
Right. Okay, guys. So it looks like it grossed from the time it came out till now, $10 million. They spent around $80 million on it. So it's an L.
A big L.
It's a big L.
But they're probably going to depend a lot on the like international sales for it because America
hits like streaming services to make up some of that coin.
Yes, because it definitely didn't hit no fucking
I think it's 3 hours. I think that's a hard ask. I think Avatar can ask and Marvel.
They can.
Because they know their fans are there, whereas this isn't really like that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not a series.
No.
Wow.
And with like, for example, the Marvel Endgame, like you have to fit so much in it because so much has happened that's led up to it. It's storyline.
So people are more connected
They're connected to it and they're like waiting for these climaxes very specifically.
Like you're getting somewhere. And something happens and then we solve or don't solve something.
Yes.
Whereas this was just kind of.
You just follow along.
You just watch people do things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what you interpret it to be.
It could have been my pit too.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, because I did not love it.
I do not. I would like some of those hours of my life back, but I think it's worth watching at home, maybe in segments.
In segments.
You know what? Skip it.
You know what? Fuck it. Don't even watch it. Watch the preview and see what you think.
Yeah, watch the preview and see what you think. The actors are fabulous in it.
Phenomenal.
Truly.
But, you know, it's one of those artsy movies, I think.
It's an artsy one. Mm-hmm. A24 definitely could have done it. And I would have believed them. A24, they do all the, like, the midsummer, all the artsy movies.
Okay.
Where there's like so much storyline. It's more like interpretation. Women. Yes.
But I like Little Women.
You watched it twice in a row.
I watched it twice.
I was very upset to hear that.
I love that movie. But again, they follow the characters, but there is storyline and plots between each. Like, there's things that they're wanting to do.
There are.
So at least it goes somewhere.
It does.
Not so much.
No.
By the way, can we talk about the fact that you are a harsh movie critic?
That's what I want to say too. Like, I don't want people to take everything what I'm saying so serious. I'm a harsh movie critic. Like, I do not watch a movie and I'm just like, yes, that's great. Like, it's gotta be good.
I'm not.
No.
I'm just there for the experience.
He is.
Kind of girly. And I just enjoy going to movies so much that it's like, I'll definitely pick, there's movies I don't love and don't like. But I definitely am a little bit less critical. But all my friends are critical of movies. They're like,
we were talking about that the other day.
Gabriel, you, Joey, like everyone's
critical.
Like,
we're critical.
Yeah. And I'm like, that was lovely.
Manny's very easygoing when it comes to movies.
I'm very easygoing with the movies. But Babylon was tough. I will give you that because it was fucking hard for me too. And I like am chill with movies.
Right.
That was tough.
Well, are you ready to jump into our first topic?
Yes, the biggest topic that we got.
A topic I never really necessarily thought I would be talking about.
If you told me this 5 years ago,
you would never slapped in my wildest me in dreams, the face.
I would never believed you.
No.
Never believed you.
Morphe is closing their stores.
Yeah, so stores are closing and it's so hush-hush under wraps.
There's a lot of little this and that going on with it.
Yeah, because they're not saying like that the brand itself is closing. They haven't made any statements or anything like that. But there has been doors, like stores, freestanding stores that have been closing down.
And they like blew up and opened all these stores.
So fast though.
The Morphe store across the United States. So quickly. As their website and sales begin to explode, they went to brick and mortar. And now, I mean, like, they're not saying anything. It's just, like, happening overnight. The stores are closing. And the reason we're finding out about it is because the employees are speaking out on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I've seen so many videos, actually, now, like, at this point that have been, like, I worked at Morphe. This is what Morphe looks like right now. We have no idea what's going on. We just got let go. We have 4 days to find another job. Like, these horrible, horrible situations. And it's, like, I honestly feel so bad for the employees.
Me too.
You know, because they're the ones that are really suffering through this experience. Yeah. And it's like, even if people don't feel bad about Morphe at all and they don't give a fuck about Morphe, they hate the brand, whatever it might be.
It affects real people. Yeah.
It affects people on the ground zero, people that are in the stores, people that are working so fucking hard to make a living and who really love their job and love to be makeup artists.
And I don't know exactly all the rules with employee, like closing down a business and like amount of days, but apparently for a lot of the employees, I don't know if this is all of them, but some were speaking out on the fact that they were giving them between 6 and 4 days notice to like work closed, find a new job. Now I know a lot of them got severance packages. Like if they had
that
been
only
there,
lasted up to 3 weeks.
It was, yeah, I was about to say it was like a 3 week. So it's like realistically, and like a lot of people had worked for those stores for a long time. That's their job.
Years and years.
This is a hard time of year. Like people have a lot of debt off Christmas. I mean, there's just like a million reasons at any time of year for someone to abruptly lose their job is horrible, but it's just interesting how Morphe's like very quiet about it, but I guess this isn't something you necessarily want to broadcast.
Yeah, you don't really want to talk about it.
Hey, everyone, we're closing all of our stores. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like quite unfortunate. I'll be honest, like Morphe blew up because of the beauty industry, the beauty people on YouTube.
I agree.
The beauty people on YouTube. Yes, but they were the ones selling and pushing, including myself, including Manny, and so many others.
So many of our big influencer beauty guru friends were huge about Morphe and loved it,
specifically
like, really
the beauty part of social media.
Yes, blew them up,
and their audience is bought. Now Morphe came out with a lot of great products. I still have Morphe products and brushes that I'm using to
I'm
this
literally
day
wearing
that
the
I love.
Morphe filter concealer right now.
See?
Not even kidding.
They have a lot of great products. We more so were heavily involved with Morphe when Chris and Linda were the owners.
When they were the founders, CEOs. Yeah. Because they were so cool. They were such cool people. They were like, and the fact like that they had this, like their brother and sister, they own the company together. They like helped build it to what it is. Like you can't explode. Like you can have help, of course, but like you can't explode without being a smart business people.
They were such smart business people.
Like, they knew.
And I think what everyone liked about Linda and, or do like, mm-hmm. But back then liked about Linda and Chris so much is they weren't necessarily, exclusive, I guess the word is.
It's like
they would include everyone.
Yes,
like no matter how small, they were inclusive.
Yes.
Like they weren't like this thing everyone was trying to be a part of because they were already a part of it because they would give anyone a code that wanted one. Anybody that wanted to stop by the Morphe store, anybody that wanted PR, like they were not that bitchy brand. They were like arms open.
Yes, they were so giving.
That's why everyone loved that like pushing that so much because I mean, a lot of brands, it's not like that.
I feel like a big reason that Morphe got to what it is because of the relationships that Chris and Linda had built with the influencers.
Exactly.
Because they were so fucking cool and that we loved, because the thing is, I was writing for Morphe before I had a code.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Like I was giving them so much press, so much promo. And when I got a code, I was like, oh, cool. I was able to earn money from it too. But I was already writing for them because I loved Linda and Chris.
Do you know what's so crazy? Fucking Linda and Chris are geniuses, by the
way.
But I remember I was like a nothing YouTuber, okay? And I went to IMATS and Morphe had the biggest booth there. Yep. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up and so many brands. Part of me wants to fucking name the little butthole brands so rude. Like the PR girls, you would have thought they were a celebrity because they would like run from you or try to hide from you to make sure that they didn't have to introduce themselves or get to know you because it was a lot of influencers there, but that's ridiculous. It's your fucking job.
Right.
I walk up to the Morphe booth. Linda introduces herself to me. She has no idea who I am. I have no numbers online to prove myself. Hands me a bag full of free product. She's like, try Morphe out, you know, just like open arm. She's like, come on in, come in the booth.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, no brand here today has treated me like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Linda and Chris sailed off into the sunset.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like once Linda and Chris had gotten kind of acquired from, you know, Forma and things happened and the acquisitions happened, the brand vibe changed because they were no longer part of it as much. And so I think a lot of the influencers too kind of were like, well, we were so integrated with Morphe because of you guys.
Yeah.
And once you guys left, we felt less inclined to be there because we were no longer riding for our friend's brand because
it was just another corporation.
We had real friendships with them.
Yeah.
With Linda and Chris. Like we were their fuck. We went over to Linda's fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was our fucking homie. Not that they still aren't friends. Like we still care about them, of course. But like we wrote for them so hard that I was writing for the brand because I wrote for them too.
And as soon as they were out, the vibe changed.
It became just
a corporation, you know, that started as like a small mom and pop.
And you can't blame mom.
No, not at all. I would have done the exact same thing.
Give me my millions, bitch.
But even then, Linda and Chris still, like, even after they got acquired, like, for the short period of time I was still with Morphe, they still, like, fought for me. They still be like, guys, like, they did not just cold turkey walk away.
No, they didn't.
They still were integrated and trying to keep the brand as it was.
As mom and pop as possible.
And keep those good relationships. But it's like, there's only so much you can do once another company comes in and takes over with all their things. But they also, you know, Forma made the decision. I guess I'm not in their boardrooms, but whoever made the decision, all influencers have been like removed from their stores.
Yeah. Like you don't see photos. Remember we had like, there was the like gondolas, the
oh,
website,
gondolas.
The website we had like the favorites.
And it was like 7 or 8 of us. Like there were, it was not just me and Manny. It was
it was
tons
of influencers.
Bunch of us. You walked in the store and there was more influencer makeup than there was Morphe makeup in there.
And they had influencer brands in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had my brand in there at one
point. They had your brand in there at one point. Kristen Dominique's, Jeffree Star.
Yes.
So many
James Collab,
and then they
Jacqueline's
had so many
collab,
more smart
Jacqueline's
brands.
Brand.
Jacqueline's brand was in
they
there.
They had literally everything in there. So once they, I felt like a big part was once they kind of decided to remove a lot of that stuff. Mind you, there was reasons behind it, but once that happened, a lot of traffic does
But stop. But they removed some influencer brands without reasons behind it.
Totally.
Like as far as like something happened, mine was removed during a cancellation. Like that's no secret. But shortly after that, everyone just, it was like a snowball effect.
I didn't have a specific reason, but I no longer am in the store.
Like I don't think Kristen did either. Like I can't speak for her, but I don't think there was like something happened. I think that they just removed all influencer brands from the store.
I think that they saw that they were so embedded with influencers that if something bad happened with the influencer, it happened bad with Morphe.
So they didn't want, and that is true, but they did. It's true. So they didn't even want to bother the relationship with it anymore. They were like,
okay, so if we're so integrated into influencer culture, if we keep getting wrecked because influencers are getting wrecked, then we need to pull away from all influencers.
But see, that doesn't technically make any sense to me because once they removed all the beauty gurus, all their brands, all their names out of the stores, they go and make a Morphe 2 line with two TikTokers that are influencers. And then they do like Avani, like they did Madison Beer. They did like a ton of influencers right after that with the Morphe 2 brand.
And
so like that doesn't make sense.
It's strange too because they were, I felt very confused about the Morphe 2 situation because I thought that it was literally like Charlie and Dixie that created Morphe 2 and Morphe just ran it.
Not knowing. I thought that was their brand.
Not knowing that they were just the endorsers for the year. And I was like, oh, girl, it was very confusing. The whole thing was very confusing. So, but I felt like that was part of the marketing ploy for Morphe at the time, Morphe 2. But yeah, it was very weird because they removed all the influencers that were in the beauty guru space. And then it became, oh, let's just get TikTokers in
here. Just who's popular. Like who is pushing numbers? Who's getting views? Who's getting numbers? But what I think Morphe missed is we had a target audience. Like we were
connection too.
There was a connect. Well, we were there makeup people doing makeup. So it made sense. And then it went from that to influencers who are influencers,
singers and dancers,
very talented singers and dancers, but singers are dancers and you expected them to sell makeup.
Right.
So I think there was a bit of a disconnect there and I don't know how that worked out for them.
I mean, also too, like I feel like once Morphe started getting rid of influencer stuff, influencer brands, influencer products, influencer everything, I think a lot of the influencers that were getting removed were kind of like, well, then if you don't feel this connection with us, how we felt it with you at the time, then like we're just not gonna ride for you so hard.
Exactly.
Anymore. So I think that did play a big part in them kind of going downhill. Also, like when you come out with product and it doesn't have, like, I feel like in the beginning, like Morphe had this like soul of like, this is Morphe.
Yeah.
Like this is what we're gonna have. Like they are the brush brand and they came out with products and everything was really, really great. And not that it's not great now, but it just like changed so much and mutated over the years. Like the Morphe branding changed, the logo changed, like everything just changed. So once it happens, sometimes people just aren't on board with the change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't fix it if it's not broken.
Yeah, don't fix what's not broken. And the thing is, they still, like, for example, the Radiant Filter Concealer, one of my favorite concealers.
Yeah.
From at the price point, it's literally insane. It's so incredible.
They're 30 pan eyeshadow palettes for the price, like $15. Are you kidding me?
It's like the quality is so, like, a lot of the stuff is so really, really, really well done. And I feel like the quality a lot of times got better over time because they got better labs.
Yeah.
But I still feel like because they kind of, I feel like they kind of lost themselves in that.
I think they lost themselves.
Lost themselves in the sauce, if you will.
And it's so dangerous because like Forma didn't know that was going to happen. Lynn and Chris didn't know that was going to happen. And if, you know, if it made sense and a big brand came, big investors come in and blow brands up all the time.
And the thing is, Morphe did blow up. They had all those stores that opened. Like, it's not like it didn't blow up because they
It like tanked as well.
But it tanked at the same time. So it was like this weird, it was almost like it happened too quickly and it wasn't like this like steady trajectory. It was like, we're going to open 500 stores.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if they're going to keep stores open that are doing really, really well. Like if they're making big numbers, making big moves, like let's say stores that have humongous traffic in them, maybe they'll keep those stores open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know. Technically, we don't know. Like, no one really knows. We've looked online and we're not finding shit. They just see that it's like random stores closing and that it's a shady thing.
Right, right.
For the employees.
For the employees. So, I don't know. It's been, it's just been such a crazy ride with Morphe.
It's been insane.
I'll be honest. Like, I want to thank my followers for using my code and supporting me all these years. Manny did collabs with them. I've done, you know, my brush collab with them and you guys supported the shit out of us. So it kind of sucks to be in a space where we're like, don't have a relationship with a brand where you guys supported us so hard on for so many years. So thank you.
And that we supported it for so long.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
It's very strange. It's like this really weird, almost like friendship.
It feels like an ex-boyfriend in a weird way.
Because like I've had amazing experiences with Morphe.
Me too. And
I had
some of the best.
Horrible ones.
Some of the best. Yeah.
Remember like that one time that one thing that happened to me that one time? Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that, like, once that happened to me.
I forgot about that.
I don't think I ever saw Morphe the same ever again.
Okay, got it.
So I think that I've always had this, like, low-key, like, chip on my shoulder about them. But I'll always, I think, want to support because of the past.
Yeah.
And I have, like, this really weird thing with me where, like, if I had great times, I have a hard time just letting go completely.
I feel that.
Where it's, like, I had these great, amazing experiences with this brand and the people that founded this brand and all this stuff. So I'll always have a little bit of, like, hope for them.
It's
or I'll always have a little bit of,
history.
Like. Yeah, because the history is so
there's so much history.
So much that I'm, like, I want, like, even though we don't have a relationship like we used to, I don't want them to fail either.
Me either.
Especially like the people that work for the brand, like that's still like their jobs, their livelihood, people that are in the freestanding stores, the people that are on the ground floor working. Like I don't want them to not have jobs.
Right.
I might not have a great relationship with Morphe anymore and might not have that once we once did.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I want them to flop.
No, not at all.
It's just crazy.
Like, no ill will against
No, it's just
them.
The whole situation is very
and we're just honestly shocking. Trying to put the puzzle pieces from what we know together as to like the downfall of them. I don't know that they're going to go away forever and they may come back in a big way. This may not be it for them, but we're just trying to basically put together what we know.
Yeah, from what right now it's like it's going
from
on.
What
that's
we can
the rapid
gather.
Fire.
Yep.
From what's gathering currently.
What do you guys think about it? I mean, it's such a the word Morphe is such a interesting topic in the beauty space.
It really is.
Because Morphe correlates with the beauty industry. So the
Morphe
beauty
changed the game.
Morphe changed the game and
back
like
then,
the beauty industry has downsized tremendously, as has all the brands that the beauty industry used to support.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I will definitely follow up with you guys.
Yes.
Because it is a very interesting situation.
It's a windy road.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
You know? We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, our next topic is Miss Jenna Marbles. Guys, this shit is crazy.
Well, congrats on their marriage.
Oh my God,
like,
yes!
First and foremost, like, congratulations to her and Julian, because that is absolutely incredible. I loved seeing the photos of them. I was just like, oh, it just felt so nostalgic in a way where it's like, oh, it felt correct.
I used to go on her channel, and this before I was even a YouTuber. This was like 100 years ago. Her, Chris Crocker, and a few others.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because they would make those dumb like short videos that were funny as like the funniest shit ever.
Yep.
And I would just watch this on repeat because I thought it was like the funniest thing on
earth. Same. I loved those videos.
And now looking back, I'm like, damn, those videos probably took her a long time to film because you remember she would do so many cuts and like act out so many scenes. I'm like, damn, that probably took like a lot of planning.
You're hot.
Yes,
that
exactly.
That video I've seen, I'm like, not kidding you, like a thousand times.
Or I can't remember how to pack. She did one like how to pack when you're going on a trip, and mm-hmm. she like put like the whole house in it. It's funny as fuck.
No, she like was so ahead of
her
time.
She's a YouTuber pioneer.
She's an icon.
She's an icon. Legend,
like
for a
reason. Like she's loved for a reason.
And I will miss her until the end of time.
Same.
She doesn't know who I am though.
But you guys, so the reason we're talking about in the rapid fire though is because they actually had a stalker break in.
Oh my god!
Julian and Jenna had a stalker break in that apparently they've had a stalker for 2 months.
Do you want me to read, Julian?
Read the fucking statement.
Today, someone broke into our house. A woman that we don't know entered our home unannounced. Upon entering our back door, I immediately subdued her with OC pepper spray.
No.
Yes! And we were able to lock her out. I called the police. She was apprehended and arrested. Jenna and the dogs and myself are safe. While the person is a complete stranger to me, they have been harassing me at my home throughout the last 2 months. This was something that, for safety reasons, I was doing my best to keep offline. We were notified by the media outlet that had information on today's event. So basically they said they were running a story on it. So it was Julian needed to like
make a statement about
make
it.
Make a statement and like speak it. Up about it.
I can't even imagine having like a stalker at that level.
No.
Because I mean, obviously like I understand this, like that parasocial relationship, and like it's so easy to feel close with Jenna and Julian, like, and I understand that, but like there's so many lines that were crossed, obviously.
Yeah.
And like imagine like how your privacy would be so invaded if that happened. Like I would be so fucking shook. Like any like that would, you would feel so like, what's that word?
Where you violated.
Feel like violated. Yeah. I was so violated and so feel almost like unsafe in your home, which is supposed to be your most like safe space.
So I would like if freak I walked the in my kitchen out. And saw someone in there, honey.
Laura, you would, I don't even know. I literally don't know what you do.
I would love to just like imagine myself like fighting the good fight, but I know good and well I would freeze.
I would freeze too. I'm like, a freezer.
Think I wouldn't, but we both know.
No, I'd we be know. Like, we both know we would be frozen. We're not fighting and we're not fighting. We're freezing.
No, I would freeze.
I'd be like,
I would freeze. In my head, I'm like a superhero, like kicking their ass. 100%. That ain't what's gonna happen.
I know me. I would be like, who the fuck are you? And I know I would say exactly like that. I was like, who the fuck are you?
I feel like I'd say like, what the fuck or something.
Yes, I would
like,
say what the fuck or who the fuck. Yeah. I would say one of those two.
Oh my God, I'd be so scared.
Me, dude, the idea of it freaks me out.
Having to physically pepper spray another human being because they won't get out of your house.
Insane.
That's trauma.
That's levels.
It doesn't sound bear that spray. Crazy, but imagine being in the situation where you have to pull the plug on the pepper spray and get in someone's
and really
eyes.
Get someone.
No.
Like that means that clearly it had gotten to a level where it was going to become physical.
Oh my God.
You're gonna have to pepper spray
when
someone.
He said he had a girl. Pepper spray, which thank God Julian was like, baby, Julian was like,
he's like this.
Not in my house. He was like, he did not freeze. He said,
no, he
get
fought.
The fuck out. Get the fuck out.
That's so insane.
He pepper sprayed her ass out of the house and locked the door. Isn't that crazy?
And you know, some of the residual got on him. And he was probably stinging like
they
crazy.
Say if you. Or
if you're the sprayer,
if you're going to spray it, be prepared to be sprayed yourself because
exactly.
It gets in the air,
the
it goes
recoil.
Up your nose in your respiratory system, like it goes
your
everywhere. Your pee hole, your butthole, it goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere.
Oh my God.
No, it's crazy. But honestly, thank God they're okay. Like at the end of the day, but that is so scary. And you should never, ever, ever invade someone's privacy like that.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Speaking of invading privacy, the bad bunny thing.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, well, that
yes.
too. That's
no,
next. That's next.
Let's do bad bunny.
But it just correlates so well because Bad Bunny is currently under fire for when he's like walking through a crowd. This happened really recently. He's walking through a crowd. His securities are with him and he's obviously getting swarmed. There's this girl that comes up to him and puts her phone in his face and is like trying to record
close?
Him.
Like, how close? Like, do what you think.
I feel
think.
Like it was like...
Okay. Oh! Okay, that's crazy.
Face.
Like
up
she's
in the
like this,
face.
Like getting content.
Yes, like okay. Being like, hey, like, oh my God, it's so exciting. So what he does is he grabs her phone, chucks it into the fucking wilderness, and he's getting like so torn apart online just being from people being like,
from eating
you know,
the
that's
hole.
Not, like you never, like what if she couldn't afford a phone? What if, you know, she X, Y, and Z. Like, people are defending this woman, right? And, like, it's an invasion of privacy. Like, you physically assaulted her. X, Y, and Z. But it's like, okay, let's play devil's advocate.
Well, I'm going to have to play devil's advocate
as
with this
as we do
one.
On the podcast.
We
like, that's
have
what
to,
we do.
We have to take it there.
So, if that was you, and someone's in your face like this with their phone recording you and they're trying to get recorded.
I may not throw it, but I'm going to tell you this. A hand's going on the phone. Like a move. And if you cannot afford a phone, why the fuck are you shoving it in a crowd in someone's face if that's your precious commodity that you cannot afford?
To lose.
You can't afford to lose it. Then why are you doing that with it if it were to be such a big deal? We don't even know that. People are just putting that story out there. What if? You know?
It's a what if. It's literally a what if.
But I'm just saying, like, it's like such a strong what if that people are ready to like be up in arms, fight for it. And I'm like, we don't even know that she couldn't afford the phone. And we're just like playing that game where it's like, she could not have money.
Well, she could have X, Y, and Z. She could have not done it too.
She could have also not shoved her phone in his face.
Well, he ended up making a statement, or his like team made a statement about it, saying that like, he was like, at the end of the day, like, if I'm not going to be respected and like that, like, I'll talk to you, I'll have a conversation with you, we can meet each other, X, Y, and Z, but if I'm not going to be respected and my space is not going to be respected, I'm not respecting your space either, or respecting you or your property.
All right.
So it's like.
And that's that.
And I can understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I do. I very much understand. I think that taking the phone chucking is a little bit too like far.
It's far.
For what it needs. It didn't have to go there is what I think. But
he could have taken the phone, snatched it, and like handed it off to security or set it on the ground. Or
just like smacked it out of his face. Literally. Yeah, like boom.
I probably would have just like, if I were him, now I'll never experience that.
We have no
idea. Even if someone did that to me, I would like move it.
Yeah.
Just move it out of my face.
Or just have security be like, hey.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this one.
Get her. Like, she's being too much.
It's like storming the field of a game and getting mad when you get tackled. What if she was, you know, that? Don't
storm the game.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Ooh. Who said that?
Manny. And with that, the episode is complete. No, that was it's the truth though.
It kind of teeters in that area.
It does. It really does.
Do I feel like it was a bit aggressive for him to throw it? I do.
100%.
I do. I think it was aggressive for him to throw it.
It's also aggressive to be putting yourself in someone's face and doing all that. It's the same thing. Like, if you're going to be coming at that disrespectful,
they disrespected each other.
Yeah,
they disrespected each other.
Like, two wrongs don't make a right, but what do you expect him to do?
You disrespected someone, you got disrespected. Kind of like what that landed at.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another level of disrespect. Oh, Andrew Tate.
Greta choked his ass.
A child. How old is she?
I don't know how old she is. You know what? Google it because I'm not exactly sure.
We
her
need
age.
Context.
I just know she's young.
To how old this person was that tore him up.
So, because we're talking about disrespect. So let's go and talk about how graciously Greta just fucking destroyed this man.
Oh, she's 20.
Oh, she's 20.
I thought she was like 12.
When she was doing those like
bigger speeches, where like 4 years ago,
she was like 16, 15, 17. So she was a child when she was
20 now.
Riding in that fucking, you know, in that shit when she was riding hard for the world, literally. So Andrew started it. Like a fucking losing ass bitch that he is.
Mm-hmm.
He started it and he goes, oh, Greta, like, this is my new car. Like, how much do you think the emissions are going to go out into the ozone layer with this? Like, he literally was like egging her on by being a fucking loser.
What's the point?
To flex?
To be a fucking loser.
To be a fucking loser. And so Greta responds to it and wrecks him. Gorgeously.
Mm.
What was it exactly what she said? She said, so I found the tweet. She basically retweeting it saying,
she quote tweeted him.
Quote tweeted him saying, yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. That tweet has 4 million likes on it, which I've never seen a tweet get that many likes, by the way. Ever.
It says it went on to become the most liked tweet in Twitter history. A Newsweek. Newsweek.com. I'm reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know.
And so because that happened and he got tore up by the 20-year-old Greta, sweet angel. He ends up making a video responding to it where he's talking about like just kind of just being a loser, like as he does. Mm-hmm. And he has a pizza box in it. He has a pizza box in it because he's eating pizza. He's thinking he's like really like the king of the world. And so the pizza box is what tipped off authorities to go arrest his ass.
Because apparently the authorities have been looking for him.
Couldn't find him.
And could not find him or his brother.
But he's
remember,
wanted.
It was
yeah.
both of them.
Yeah, wanted for human trafficking, like allegations, sex trafficking.
He has those allegations. Mm-hmm. And he decides to come at her with a video because he thinks the world needs to see more of his face and hear more of his voice.
Right.
And so in the video, there's a pizza box. And doesn't he make a comment about not recycling the pizza? Oh, no, that's what she does.
She does.
So once he gets caught because of the address or the place where he's at, it's on the pizza box, like the city he's in. She then goes back to Twitter and is like, that's what you get for not recycling.
She's like, guess you got to recycle those pizza boxes. I was like, I love this woman.
All charts were cleared. All wigs were snatched.
Oh, baby, honey. Like the
house was cleared.
The card was
cleared.
Mm-hmm.
The card was ran.
The card was ran.
She left
MX
no
was on fire.
Crumbs.
It was truly incredible.
It was incredible.
The drag was there. There was not even a scalp left.
There were so
scalping.
Many celebrities I saw, like Cardi B. She quote tweeted that and said, well, well, well.
Yeah. I love it. It was just so good.
It was
and like,
so good.
The thing is, I think a lot of celebrities hate Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
A lot of people just hate him in general. Like a lot of people
he's
obviously
dangerous.
Write for him.
In my opinion.
But I fully believe he's dangerous. And I think he's causing a really bad like epidemic with like little boys mm-hmm. and like young men.
And that's why I think his behavior has become dangerous.
I agree. Like if you're inciting anything
yeah.
for people to move against someone else or a different race or gender or anything,
mm-hmm.
you're violent and you need to be arrested and stopped.
Yeah.
Truly, like that's what I think. So I'm so glad that he was detained. I'm not sure what's going to happen from it or what's,
I don't even know,
how
to
the
be
charges
honest,
are going to go. I don't know.
What the charges are about?
I just know it's about. No, it's because it's for an investigation. It's not that he's getting technically charged at this moment. It's like, oh, he got taken in for investigation and like to see what's going on.
Okay. Like yeah. Jen Shah with her stuff.
Like Jen Shah.
Jen Shah
yet,
gets she's a housewife of, mm-hmm, Utah. She gets her sentencing in 3 days and it's said up to 11 to 14 years in prison. So I'm like, does that mean whenever they sentence her in 3 days that she's gonna get up to 11 years?
Is she gonna be not on the show anymore?
Yeah, because I think she's going to prison for a really long time.
But what's the least amount that she can get, like 5 years?
It said 11 to 14.
Least amount?
Yeah. So
you're
that's
kidding.
Why I was like, there's no way. Like, I don't know exactly the details of all what she did, so yeah. I'm not condoning what she did. I was just like, holy crap.
It's just fraud. Like, I think of that fraud
it
at that
like,
level is like, you can't do that.
Like wire transfer fraud or something.
Yeah, you
along
can't do
the
that
lines.
Shit.
Oh my God. No, she was like also taking from like the elderly. It was just like horrible.
It was a horrible situation regardless.
But she ended up having to plead guilty because originally she didn't want to get a plea deal. Because they had, I guess, so much, I don't know all the rules and stuff, how this works, but I guess they had so much honor, it's better for her to do a plea deal
like
and just
do,
plead guilty.
Just say
and
guilty because you're going to be
say you
fucked
did it.
If you don't.
They gotcha.
They got you together.
They got you together. Just
Fuck.
Say you did it. Can you imagine?
That's insane. That's literally insane.
I know.
Insane.
It's not that I feel bad for her at all. I feel bad for her family yeah. and what she did to them.
And I feel bad for the people that she got.
Oh, and the victims.
The victims, hello.
The victims,
like, that's horrible.
Where she stole their
money.
Allegedly stole their money. Well, I guess she pled guilty, so it's not alleged, I guess, but
right.
she literally pled guilty.
She pled guilty to it.
She gets her sentencing in 3 days.
Are you so excited to find out what it is? I'm not excited to find
I'm
out.
I'm not excited
word,
because I'll be honest, like, when I looked up 11 to 14 years, I was kind of like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, holy shit, this is major.
It's major.
This is major.
And it's prison.
What she did is
not jail.
Major.
It's prison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
which is
prison.
Crazy.
It's prison. So it's just like shocking.
Yeah. No, I'm shocked. I'm spooked by it.
Okay. We have one more topic we just want to talk about really quick.
A quick one because it's just so.
It's crazy.
Surface level craziness.
It's surface level crazy.
So Equinox is getting under fire. Equinox is a gym I work out at. And
I used to. I worked out there for a long
time.
No,
you used to. It's just a membership I've had like for a long time.
And the only reason I quit Equinox is because when I moved from. When I moved from my apartment to my house, mm-hmm. the location that was by my house is really shitty.
It's trash.
The one by my apartment was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And like, it wasn't worth the monthly payment for how bad the gym is by my house.
It wasn't worth it because it's expensive. It's a luxury gym.
It's a luxury gym
yeah,
is what Equinox
it's expensive.
Is.
So basically Equinox decided to make like a TikTok and like a statement saying that like they don't believe in January and that January 1st they're not going to be allowing people to sign up for a new membership because they're like, oh well, like don't be taking your New Year's resolutions here, like not Equinox.
They basically, you know how the gyms are a little more full in the
Absolutely.
Beginning of the year,
but everyone
people,
starts somewhere.
Yes, let me tell you something right now. If you are the type of person who starts a New Year's resolution and you don't complete it or it falls off, good for you still, because
just
it's
trying.
Better than not doing anything at all. And good for you for having the ambition to at least make the goal and attempt it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still a winner in our book.
Absolutely.
Not
and you know what? Life happens.
Not Equinoxes.
Not Equinoxes. Not no, they literally were like, no, we don't, like, you're not signing up here.
So in January, they're not taking new members on because they don't.
Is it January 1st or all of January?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I didn't see in the thing.
I think that I just said all of January.
Period.
It's also the
most Equinox thing to have ever happened. It's giving Equinox. It comes off so pretentious and elitist.
It's so elitist.
Very like, oh, well, you're not going to take your New Year's resolution here.
Oh, just kidding. It said on ban new members on January 1.
See, so January 1st.
Well, that's just being an app.
So it's not the whole month. It's not the whole month,
which just shows that makes them even more of an asshole.
They're doing it for marketing because
on January 2nd, if you can sign up for a membership, that just shows they're just trying to prove a point. Like, that's all they're doing.
They're just doing it for like that. They're literally doing it for the marketing.
They need humble pie.
They do. And they've been humbled before. So I don't know why the fuck they even
think they're trying it again.
They shouldn't be trying it. Like, y'all are not the ones to be trying it. Mm-mm. But the thing is, it's one of the most like easy to access luxury gyms for people
because they are everywhere, so many of them, and
like the price point is high.
It is,
but it's not completely unreasonable for what you're getting amenity wise.
And it's nice because the Equinox, the one that I like, they do have some crummy ones, but the one that I liked was just so luxurious.
So luxe.
You can't film in there. No phones out. You can't be taking pictures of people in there. Mm-hmm. Like none of that business. They have way more amenities than any gym I had ever been to.
It's private.
You get so much more for your money than a regular gym, and that's why the memberships are high, but they're definitely being a snob.
They're being snobs. Mm-hmm. They're being elitist.
Mm-hmm. They are.
I fully believe that. And that's so we had to say that because I'm like, girl, y'all are being so stupid. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to even keep my membership anymore because I got access to that new gym. So I don't know. We'll see. Because that's like, that's so snobby. But the thing is, I have one of them by my house and I've worked out at other gyms and not that I don't want to get recognized at the gym, like I don't mind, but I think that when I'm in that setting of working out and being in this like zone of that, and when people ask me for photos, like I don't really want to take photos at the gym, or yeah, I don't want to.
It's like not the time.
It's like not the time for me, and I feel like at Equinox it doesn't happen to me, so I feel like almost more like at peace.
Yeah.
So I'm not like worried about anything. I'm not worried about anything. I'm like, okay, and like no one's gonna, because everyone's in their own world there.
Yeah.
And no one gives a fuck. Like they're all in the industry, so. That's why I liked it, because the privacy aspect of it.
Yeah, you know? Me too. And that is our episode of Rapid Fire, guys.
And that is it.
We had a ton to talk about.
And we did. Like, it was a good one. It's been like 2.5 weeks.
It has been.
We needed to catch the girls up.
We had to catch the girlies up. Let us know what you guys think. You know, this is an open-ended conversation.
Let us know down below.
Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe.
And rate us on the Apple Podcast, too.
Please.
Give us 5 stars if you love it.
Give Manny 4.5. I'm just kidding. We need all 5.
I want five, Laura Lee.
I know. We love you guys.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.